So one year, I let my sister talk me into going shopping, like at, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock or some crazy hour. It was cold, it was a lot of people, and I said, never again. You know, we were all like pressing up against the door, ready for them to open, and it was just sort of chaotic, and I would have much rather have stayed in my bed. So I am not one of those folks that have to be out there first thing in the morning when the doors open.
That's Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for The Post. And she's talking about that big American annual tradition, Black Friday. It's one of the biggest shopping days of the year, and it makes some people do crazy things. Yeah, there's some sort of thrill about that, right? Like the thrill of a deal.
For some people, yeah. But not me.
Obviously, that's not the case for a lot of people. Tens of millions of Americans will be shopping this weekend. But whether you're braving a mall or doing all your buying online, Michelle has a warning. Just because something is on sale doesn't mean it's a bargain.
So, you know, they talk about how people get charged up because they want to get that discount. And it's almost like they're, you know, if you got a really good cup of coffee and you're just like, ah! And that's how they feel with the deal. But if you really know how this stuff works, you're really not getting a deal.
So how does all of this stuff work? And how can we do our shopping without maxing out our credit cards and going crazy? Today, we have a treat. The queen of personal finance is here to tell us how to navigate the holiday shopping season. Michelle gives very practical and, frankly, non-judgmental advice on how to buy through embracing your shopping style and getting creative in how you give. I have to confess, I sort of hate shopping, and I can't believe in a conversation about shopping, Michelle made me laugh so much. She kind of changed my mind, too.